From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Iraqi and Kurdish forces fighting to reclaim the city of Mosul from Islamic State militants say they have retaken a dozen villages outside the city. On the second day of the offensive, fighting remained on the outskirts of Mosul. Advances were made on three fronts, but all at different paces. U.S. President Barack Obama spoke to reporters in Washington Tuesday.
Updating reporters on Tuesday.
Apparently we'll have some problem bringing you that. Meanwhile, the United Nations says it has not yet seen the expected outflow of residents from Mosul. Russia says its forces and those of Syrian President Bashar al-Assad have stopped bombing the Syrian city of Aleppo ahead of a humanitarian pause planned for Thursday. Russia's defense minister, Sergei Shoigu, made the announcement in televised comments Tuesday, saying the halt in airstrikes went into effect at 10 a.m. local time. Thursday's halt in fighting is designed to allow civilians to leave the city. Rebels will also be allowed out. Meanwhile, a new aerial bombardment Monday in northern Syria flattened residential buildings in a rebel-controlled village, killing at least 23 people. An Iranian prosecutor says an Iranian-American businessman and his 80-year-old father have each been sentenced to 10 years in prison for espionage. The Mizan News Agency reported Sayamak Namazi and his father, Bakir, were convicted of, quoting now, cooperating with a hostile American government, end of quote. Both have dual citizenship. Sayamak Namazi was detained in October 2015 by the Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps. This is VOA News. Leaders from Germany, France, Russia, and Ukraine will gather Wednesday in Berlin to discuss further action on the Minsk peace plan, which was meant to end the fighting in eastern Ukraine. A German government spokesman says Chancellor Angela Merkel invited the foreign leaders to discuss the next steps needed to bring peace to the area. Petro Poroshenko, the president of Ukraine, spoke about the meeting.
For Putin to stop, to bring the peace in the east of my country, it's absolutely enough to do just two things. First, to withdraw the Russian occupation of troops and weapons, and second, to give up to us the control and the uncontrolled part of Ukraine and Russia.
The aim of the meeting is to help Ukraine reestablish its borders in the eastern part of the country following the Russian annexation of Crimea. The U.S. Advisory Council on Human Trafficking is calling for changes in the way authorities deal with people rescued from slavery and exploitation. The first report of the all-volunteer council was released Tuesday. It called for more extensive training for law enforcement, comprehensive government services for survivors, and funding to empower survivor leadership. U.S. President Barack Obama rebuked Donald Trump Tuesday for claiming that the November presidential election is rigged against him. Mr. Obama said the Republican candidate should stop whining and simply make his case to the voters. As he has fallen behind in national polls against Democratic rival Hillary Clinton, Trump in recent days has questioned the legitimacy of the election. Without presenting any evidence, Trump says the election is rigged and that the national news media is conspiring with Clinton to give her the victory. Mr. Obama said, "No serious person could suggest that it is even possible to rig America's elections, in part because they're so decentralized." U.S. President Obama has welcomed Italian Prime Minister Matteo Renzi to the White House, hosting the final state visit of his presidency. The Italian leader and his wife were greeted Tuesday on the lawn of the White House. In his remarks, Mr. Renzi gave the American president credit for turning around a country hit by crisis. Following the ceremony, the two leaders held talks in the Oval Office. Belgium has charged four people with participating in and aiding a terrorist organization by funding it and recruiting people to fight with the Islamic State group in Syria. The federal prosecutor's office says the charges followed a police raid on 15 houses in three cities, during which 15 people were taken in for questioning. From the VOA News Center in Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.